Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
What is evil? I'm talking about pure, naked evil. What is evil? Philosophers are disturbed with defining it. Theologians grapple around. You say, we're studying Romans. How did you bump into this? I read Romans chapter 12, and I say, look, five times the word evil is mentioned in one chapter. Where did evil come from? Where did that snake come from? You say, that's the devil. Where did the devil come from?
The truth is, evil has invaded every corner of our world. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, evil is a four-letter word. It offers proven truth to show you what evil is, where it came from, and how you can stand against it in our culture today. So stay tuned, that's coming right up. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young called Unmasking Evil. This timely sermon series shines a light on the evil and suffering you see around you today and exposes the lies our culture believes that actually wreck people's lives. As you learn from God's Word where evil comes from and how it works, you'll be equipped to stand against evil in your own life and in our culture. We'll send you this five-message series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request Unmasking Evil when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Evil is a four-letter word.
You speak now, let me get out of the way, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you spend any time with people who are not so caught up in pleasure and hedonism and noise and racket, you'll hear this question asked. What's going on in the world? Let's look and see. Look at the screens. North Korea continues to build nuclear weapons while people starve, and make no mistake about it, if they could deliver those nuclear weapons, they had the capacity, they would drop one right down in the middle of your life and my life and our America. Make no mistake about it, that's their intention. China, persecution of Christians has significantly increased in the last several months, as there is always seething revolution there in a communist nation. Russia, Ukraine, you're familiar with that. President Putin aggressively trying to rebuild the old Soviet empire. KGB background is coming out, being personified, and suddenly Russia is a very near and present danger to the watching world. Iran continues to develop nuclear weapons. They too, when they get nuclear weapons, they have promised what they will do with them. You say, well, I don't know about that. Read Mein Kampf. Did that tell you exactly in advance what Adolf Hitler was going to do? That's what Winston Churchill said. So how did you know what Hitler was going to do? He said, I read his book. Das Kapital, communism. What about communism? Marx, read the book. That'll tell you what will happen. What about China? Mao and all of his slaughter of innocents. Mao, little red book, read his book. Read the Quran. What's their purpose? Read it. It's right there. So this is some, well, maybe I hope. No. This is written down. This is a promise. This is what Iran will do. Iraq. ISIS, now controlling over half of Iraq and part of Syria. We have never seen a group like this. They are well-financed. They get over $2 billion a day from oil and from resources they now have. We've never seen a group this brutal. Hamas and others are frightened of them. That's the group that beheaded the journalists. That's the group that beheads people capriciously. We've never seen anything about it. And their plans are already clearly stated to come right here, and you either bow to Allah or they'll cut your head off and my head off as well. Make no mistake about it. Don't think that's way over there. It's right here. Our world is closer than we like to imagine. Syria. Revolution, persecution continues. We have 3 or 4 churches. We worked there for years, numbering 3,000 or 4,000 Christians that's come to faith, that they're a part of those churches. They're undergoing right now persecution that you would not even believe because they name Christ. Unbelievable in Syria. Revolution takes place. ISIS has part of that country as well. Israel, Gaza. Do you have to know about it? All the rockets being fired from Gaza. Return fire of Israel, war in Gaza, breaking out in epidemic proportions, catastrophic moment in history. Western Africa, Ebola outbreak, 1,352 already dead, and even the last couple of days, they brought dozens of others in from another part of Africa. They didn't even know they had Ebola. They didn't know what they were dying of, epidemic proportions. Nigeria, Islamic terrorists have killed more than 2,000 people, 2014, and they've sold literally hundreds of women and children into sexual slavery. We also know about that. Argentina, defaulted on debt, country in bankruptcy. Mexico, drug cartels, kidnapping. We know the anarchy that's there, the bribery that's there. The United States could have a long list. Immigration crisis on southern border. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say something very, very clear to you. A nation ceases to exist unless it has honorable borders. Period. Selah. It stops being a nation. Whatever else. Rioting in Ferguson, Missouri. What a terrible, terrible, unnecessary tragedy that's there. Division. Economic uncertainty. Did you know now over 92 million Americans are looking for work, some of them underemployed, many of them not employed? We have only 310 million, 92 million looking for works. Every single person here, your income and my income has been reduced considerably over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Every single individual, every single individual in the United States of America. We have economic crisis. And we could go on and on and on and on and on. You say you left out this, you left out this. The bottom line, our world is on fire. There has never been, listen to me, a moment in history, never in a moment in history, when there is a potential for catastrophic events to take place that will touch every part of this globe. Never before. You can't even mention a time. You can't imagine a time. Our world is literally on fire. And look how this directly affects Christians. Christianity is now the most persecuted people in the world. Let's stop. Why is that? I've thought about that a long time. Why is it with all the brutality, with all the decadence, with all the viciousness, with all the lack of forgiveness? Why is Christianity, the faith of Christ who teaches us love, to turn the other cheek, to help others, to be kind, to be overwhelming, to be all of these tenets that we as Christians do not perfectly practice, but that is our code, that is our belief. We accept, we love. Why are we most persecuted? I'll tell you why. I think it's because when you put the truth of Christianity down, our worldview on life and God, and you put down any other worldview of any religion, secular or religious or New Age or whatever, in the realm of intellect, in the realm of honest intellectual inquiry, No other faith, no other philosophy, no other ideology can even come close to measuring up of the truth that God has given us in history and in a new experience with the Almighty through Christ. Nobody else can stand under that. It is the fear of the gospel, the power of the gospel, the reality of God. And that is the reason we are thrown out, because in the area of honest intellectual inquiry, nobody can come close. Write those worldview down, and anyone landing from Mars would see exactly where truth stands. That's the reason. It's the fear. It's the fear of reconciliation, new life, brotherhood, understanding, acceptance, grace. It's the fear of that in our world. Next, 80% of all acts of religious persecution across the globe are directed at Christians. 100,000 Christians die every year because they are Christians. Christians die every hour. 11 Christians die every hour for their faith. While we're in here, 11 Christians will be martyred because they name the name of Jesus. Now, this is so broad you might miss it. Let's break it down into little pieces. In the last 5 or 6 weeks, these are some events that have taken place. I want you to see them. Egypt. Christian taxi driver pulled out of his cab and beheaded. Syria, 45 Christians, including women and children, were killed for their faith. Libya, 2 Egyptian Christians tied up and shot for refusing to convert to Islam. Tunisia, a young man is beheaded in front of a camera because he converted to Christianity. Nigeria, over 50 Christians burned to death in their pastor's home. Ivory Coast, 2 brothers crucified for their faith. Pakistan, 81 killed by suicide bombers in their church. North Korea, 8 people were publicly executed, beheaded for owning a Bible. What is going on in our world? It's evil. It's evil. Christians, non-Christians, people, Democrats, Republicans, leaders, men on the street, ask anybody, what is all of this? And they tell you without exception, it's evil. You say, we're studying Romans. How did you bump into this? I read Romans chapter 12, and I say, look, 5 times the word evil is mentioned in one chapter. Whoa. And then I looked, chapter 13, right off the bat, evil is mentioned twice. I said, oh, let's just look at evil and see what is there. Then I began to look at the whole Bible months ago, and I said, you know, not only is there progressive revelation here, not only are there stories of God working in the lives of individuals and in the lives of a nation, but the Bible, the Old Testament, is all about how God handles evil. And the New Testament tells us in the Gospels, where you have more evil, more demonic possession, you have more demons than you have any other place in the Bible, the story of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, than any other place. You see, this is how God is dealing with and has dealt with evil in the world. So in one sense, we see the God working in evil. And thank God I've read the last page in Revelation, incidentally. We'll get to that. But we see how God deals with evil. And basically, it is judgment. All of us were stunned, I think, at the death of Robin Williams, one of America's funniest men. He made everybody laugh, but he had no laughter inside of him. We didn't know that. Addicted to drugs and alcohol for many years, recently diagnosed with Parkinson's, deep depression, despair. As you know, he took his own life. One of his closest friends was interviewed after his death and said that he had spoken with Robin a few weeks before, and Robin had talked to him about how his life was filled with fear. And then he said, nothing could fill the hole, H-O-L-E. Nothing could fill the hole. Here's a man who had wealth and fame and popularity and giftedness. He had everything anybody here could imagine in a human sense, but yet he said nothing could fill the hole. Ask you a question. What is evil? That's no easy definition of that, I promise you. I plugged in Siri and asked her what evil was. She gave me six different definitions. And not a one of them was a real definition of evil. I looked up Mr. Webster. He did not tell me what evil was. They describe evil as a moral lapse. They describe evil as corruption. They describe evil as wickedness. But I'm not talking about evil in relation. I'm talking about pure, naked evil. What is evil? Philosophers are disturbed with defining it. Theologians grapple around. What is evil? Now, follow me carefully. You have to think. I apologize. Evil is not a substance. It's not like a virus that hits us. It's not some gaseous substance that comes on us. Evil is not something. It's not a thing. Evil is not a person. Now, don't misunderstand me. Evil can come through a substance. Evil can be a part of a thing. Evil certainly can be embodied in a person. And certainly there are evil books. Certainly there's evil a lot of areas. But what is, just take evil out and hold it up by itself. What is evil? The best explanation I've found is this. Evil is when something is whole and complete and perfect, and something puts a hole in it. When a hole is found in something that is perfect, that hole gives the capacity for the parasite of evil to display itself and be revealed. Let me say it even a different way. If something is whole, W-H-O-L-E, and something causes a H-O-L-E, that hole is the entree for evil. The best way to understand it, you don't turn on darkness. Darkness is a metaphor for evil because it is the absence of light. See? And so where something is perfect, when we sin, that which is perfect becomes imperfect, and there is a hole there, and that hole, that absence, is all about evil. That is a precursor for evil. We'll come back to this. The best way to understand evil may be in relationships. If you have a perfect bullet, and you put in a perfect gun, with a perfect trigger, with a perfect finger, and I take that gun and I shoot a hole in my foot. My foot was perfect. Now it has a hole in it. And that hole is evil. And it came to pass because of a poor relationship. Cancer is evil. Death is evil. My hand being missing is evil. You see, it's the absence of something that should be there. If I do not have compassion for other people, that lack of compassion is evil because we are supposed to have compassion for other people. That's evil. So it's a hole in something that was once W-H-O-L-E. Now, that's evil, but where did evil come from? I'm going to make a statement that you will just go crazy over if you really understand it. So hang in there. This is a little teaser out there that you'll say, what did he say? Evil is God's evil. Whoa, wait a minute. Time out. Martin Luther said it. The devil is God's devil. That's absolutely true. But we go back and ask the question. We have sort of a philosophical, tentative, theological definition of evil. Now, where did evil come from? How did that snake get in the Garden of Eden? I want to ask you that. Where did that snake come from? We know what happened in the garden. The snake comes, beautiful, beguiling, crafty feature, crafty little creature. Man, he comes there with sweetness and light and violins were playing. And he says, you know, as God said, you can't eat of that fruit. Why, you will be like God and you'll have knowledge of good and evil. Let me ask you a question. If someone or something came to you and said, you'll be like God and you'll have increased knowledge. Do you want to do it? Absolutely. Bring out the fruit. Right? Sure. Every one of us. Hey, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to have more knowledge. Let's eat. You see, the problem with that, in order to get to the be like God, in order to get to the knowledge, you had to disobey God in his one little requirement there in the garden. You can eat all these hundreds of fruit trees. You have all this at your disposal. You have dominion. But except one tree. Just one tree. That's all. Just one. You see, when we disobey God in the fundamental premise up front, that doesn't open the avenue to other things. Oh, no, no. That's what the mistake was. But we got to ask, where did that snake come from? You say, that's the devil. Where did the devil come from? Okay. There are only three possible views of explaining Satan, the devil, Lucifer. Only three. Number one, it's not real. Evil's not real. Most Eastern religions will tell you evil is not real. That's their basic theology, their basic philosophy. Evil's not real. Others would pick up that idea of the devil from what we've read or heard about in literature. Way back in the 14th century, you have the Inferno. Dante wrote the Inferno about hell and evils and demons. And a lot of us have just picked that up culturally. We don't remember reading it. Maybe not. We just sort of picked up the Inferno and all. That's sort of our understanding of devil and evil. Others in the 17th century, more familiar with John Milton. Milton, Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained. And it is more biblical. The Inferno is basically you get there by works or you stay out by lack of works. Milton sort of brings it into vogue, and he presents a wonderful theory that's not thoroughgoingly biblical, but it makes an idea that why did Satan rebel? Milton says because of jealousy when God created human beings who also were free moral agents as he was, and they could procreate, and human beings were higher than Lucifer, who was God's number one angel at that time.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Well, before we end our program today, Dr. Young has joined me in the studio to help us dig a little deeper into today's message. We know evil is real, Dr. Young. We've seen it in the brutal attacks of terrorism by groups like ISIS, often targeted against Christians. Why doesn't God step in and do away with evil right here now?
God has done away with evil. In the coming of Jesus Christ, he took all evil upon himself and died on a cross. Where we have failed, we've not got that message out to the watching, listening world. In the fall of man, a lot of things took place. And we know that in the fall of the angels, some terrible things took place. And we're in a mopping up operation now. Things are looking dark around the world. Evil is seemingly on the march and seemingly getting ahead. But I can tell you, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, evil is already defeated. We as Christians simply have to be in the business of claiming victory in Christ and introducing others to Christ, and that is the answer to evil in our lives and in our world.
Very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a powerful series by Dr. Young. It's called Unmasking Evil, and he created it to help you face the evil in our culture in a uniquely Christian way by resting in the assurance of God's love for you and the ultimate defeat of evil through the cross. This 5-message series is our thanks for your gift of support to keep this program going strong. So call now to request Unmasking Evil when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for tuning in today. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young concludes his message, Evil is a Four-Letter Word, and shows you how to spot the lies evil uses to destroy people's lives.